You're listening to the audio production of Beyond a Doubt by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Dear reader, I'm so glad you picked up Beyond a Doubt, the second book in the Rock Harbor series. Rock Harbor became very real to me as I wrote Without a Trace, so when readers and my editor told me they were eager to know more about Bree and Samson, I was eager to oblige. Bree's best friend, Naomi, had particularly intrigued me, so she plays a big part in this story. I also gave myself permission to really explore the idea of forgiveness, what it means to withhold forgiveness and to extend it to others and to yourself. That's a theme I never tire of playing with because it is vastly important to me. There are more books set in Rock Harbor. Do email me and let me know what you think. I love to hear from my readers. Email me at Colleen@ColleenCoble.com and visit my website at ColleenCoble.com. Happy reading, Colleen. Prologue. Bitterness tore at Quentin Siller with the same ferocity as the cold wind that ripped at his jacket. Bree and Anu Nickel stood on the front porch, barring his way to the door. Quentin scowled as he waded through the snow on the front lawn. Meddlesome busybodies, they'd interfered the last time he had to discipline his wife. Bree Nichols was a looker, with that red hair and eyes as green as his old truck, but she needed a man to make her toe the line. She and her mother-in-law both. That's what happened when women dried up. They turned into witches who poked their long noses into a man's business. If not for the Nichols women, his happy home would still be just that. Happy.